man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Oh yeah, the woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Hey, welcome back, folks. We got Kevin with us from West Virginia. Nobody's dying out there. Nobody's dying in Round Rock. It's a RBN. Nobody's dying up here in North Dakota. And folks, we got hosed. I'll look for that website, wegothosed.com. We got hosed. Go ahead, Kevin.
We're going to continue to be getting hosed here. I mean, in many different ways. One thing that's really bothering me, I mean, this is bothering me so bad, it's not even funny. You have people there, they're making more money now getting unemployment and the stimulus thing than what they would working. And these people don't want to go back to work. There's a lot of people out there like that, believe it or not. There really is. It's not
well,
that
now, hang on. Now, let's pause. Hang on, Kevin. Let's comment on what you just said. What you said is true, but there's a twist to it. These demon rats, what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer set up with their trillions of dollars, much of it misallocated toward their causes. What they've set up is, Kevin has sketched it out correctly. And this is the headline in the last couple days, is if you're a small business owner, hundreds of thousands of them right now don't want to even apply for the federal small business money because they're afraid that since their employees who are getting paid more right now than they were when they were working won't come back to work. And if they don't come back to work, and if the small business owner doesn't put them back on the payroll, then the small business owner's grant or his loan turns into his grant turns into a loan that he's got to pay back. So you've got a lot of small business owners that are saying, this whole thing sucks. I need to just close my business. The people that were working for me and were happy are now being paid by Nancy Puke Pelosi $600 a week more than I was paying them to stay at home and watch TV. Now, that's not, now, by the way, Kevin, I mean, listen, if somebody offered me $600 a week more than I was making at a job to stay home, I'd do it. And so would anybody else.
They're not lazy.
They're not lazy. And it's not that they don't want to work. It's just that. And so what's been set up, this is a typical government left-wing Democrat program. You're paying people double the money to not work. Here's what I say to that. What's wrong with this? It's brain dead. But the problem that it creates for us, Kevin, is this. This economy has got to be restarted right now. We've got to get the factories going. We got to get the production lines going. We got to get that gas pumping. We're destroying our oil industry, our strongest industry in America, which is gas, coal, and natural gas and oil. That's our strongest industry. We've killed it. We killed it ourselves. We took the revolver, stuck it to our head, and pulled the trigger. We killed our own gas and oil industry. We can't do that. We've got to get back in our cars, start driving. The trucks have to be rolling. The airplanes have to get back in the air. Because what's going to happen here, an economy is a living creature. And you can't put it on ice. And then it'd be like, if I'm in North Dakota here, I can't step out into a minus 30 degree temperature situation, freeze solid, and then in the spring, my relatives can come and thaw me out, and I'll spring back to life. No, I'll be dead. And that's what'll be the case with our economy. You freeze it for a number of months, and guess what? heated up, it's dead. So not you can't do that. And this is a matter, folks, this is a matter of life or death urgency. And here's what I'm suggesting to all patriot politicians and all patriots. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead. Get the damn economy going. Get the kids back in school. I'm going to read an article to here. I think I'll have time. I think I will, Kevin. There's an article, this Pat Toomey thing. Pat Toomey, he's a senator with balls from Pennsylvania. He has this telephone conference. He talks to the head, or one of the top people at the University of Pennsylvania Medical Center. Now, Donald Trump went to the University of Pennsylvania, which is an Ivy League college. He went to the, Well, I'll remember it in a second here. An ancestor of mine founded the School of Finance there at the University of Pennsylvania. Donald Trump, that's where he studied. Anyway, the guy's talking about the hospital there. They have 5,500 beds. 5,500. It's the biggest hospital in Pennsylvania. They emptied it out to get rid of to get ready for the lockdown, crazy, insane flood of dying people that they were promised by the puke like Fauci that would be coming. You know how many people are in that hospital right now? COVID-19 patients out of 5,500 beds, ladies and gentlemen, 40. 40. That's insane. And here's, go ahead, Kevin.
What I was saying was shut it down. But I mean, here's the crazy part about it all.
Well, no, and here's what we have to do. We have to, and by the way, one of the casualties of the lockdown is this. All of our hospitals in America, they're all being crushed right now. All of them. The hospital, wherever you are, go check it out. See if I'm wrong. Go over to your hospital. Ask somebody, is this hospital being financially crushed right now? And the answer on every American hospital is yes. So one of the incredible, this is the definition of insanity. We're in a situation where we're told everything, it's a medical dictatorship. It's all about the hospitals. We're actually crushing the hospitals. We're not just crushing Ford and GM and, all American companies, we're crushing our own hospitals. And we're not going to get well from this. We're not going to recover. We're going to be downranked. The whole Western civilization could be set back so hugely. And then meanwhile, China will surge. China's at full employment right now. China's their factories are booming. They're going full steam ahead. They just announced they want to build another 1,000 nuclear missiles aimed at the United States. And all that technology came from the United States. All of it. 250,000 red Chinese, personally handpicked engineers at America's top engineering schools right now. Sucking up all of our technology. Now, but anyway, go ahead. Kevin, give me a last thought here.
All right. So one of the things that I was thinking about this whole shutting the economy down and everything, and you always hear from the left, racist this, racist that, xenophobic this, xenophobic that, bigoted this. Well, you know what happens when you shut the first world down? The third world dies.
Bingo.
Not only
bingo.
Because,
you heard it from Kevin. You heard, there it is, folks. You heard it from Kevin. You shut the first world down, and guess what? You know, the third world, folks, is basically living off the surplus of the first world. Africa is living off of food shipments coming from the United States. The only medical care they have in the third world is given free from places principally the United States. That's correct, Kevin. But the bastards of the left, they don't care. They don't care about people, about lives, about death. They care about only one thing. There's only one thing that motivates them. Let me tell you this. There's a principal qualification to be a left winger is a sick thirst for power, a sick lust for power over other people. That's the beating heart of a left winger. And so what they care about is exactly what Lenin cared about and Mao Zedong cared about. Mao, he has a famous saying, power comes out of the barrel of a gun. Mao understood that. Power comes out of the barrel of a gun. That's his whole damn philosophy. Trotsky, Stalin, they all understand this. Power. Hitler. Power is what they want. And that's all they're motivated by. How many people have to die? That's beside the point. Another sacrifice, another army, another couple hundred thousand fine young Russian boys or German boys die and are slaughtered needlessly. Oh, so what the hell? I'm a power-lusting dictator. I don't care how many people die. That's their psychology. That's what the left is all about. Us, we folks on the right, we're the people who love people. We love life. We care. And you mentioned this, that they call us racists. They call us, they whatever they call you folks, that's what they are. That's the trick they use. It's called inversion. They simply flip reality over on its head, invert it, and they get away with it by simply pounding on it, by controlling. This is the great realization of George Orwell. It's what 1984 is all about. If you capture the means of communication, if you control the information, you control people's thinking. And so right now, America is all panicked. They think they're going to get a bug. They're going to get a sickness. And Kevin hasn't seen anybody sick. I haven't seen anybody sick. The engineers in Round Rock haven't seen anybody sick. And yes, I'm sure there are some sick people. I'm sure Governor Andrew Cuomo has managed to kill a few thousand people in the New York metropolitan area by cramming them into some jam-packed hospital full of people that are 80 years old and who have all kinds of conditions who should never have been packed into that hospital. Then if they don't die of that, he managed to put them on ventilators, which finished them off. Meanwhile, he's got 2,000 empty beds at the Jacob Javits Center. He's got 1,200 empty beds on the U.S. Naval Hospital Ship Comfort. It's all bullshit in New York. Andrew Cuomo is pure bullshit. And then that's all we see on TV. Oh, they're dying. They're dying. Oh, by the thousands. He can't. This guy is as phony as his brother Chris Cuomo, who's pretending to be sick and quarantined in his basement. He's just a lying, like the president says, lying scum. He's actually out jogging, checking out his properties on Long Island, while people stupidly believe what they see on their telescreen at home. Folks, we got hosed. And what has to happen is right now, we got to get busy. You got to get tough about it. Just tell these Faucis and these Birxes and all these other bleeding hearts, tell them to go to hell and say, we're going back to work tomorrow. And get out of my way. Get out of my way. I'm going back to work. I'm opening my shop. You know, and if some dumbass mayor wants to get in your way or dumbass governor like Gretchen Whitmer, what a piece of garbage she is. The people of Michigan should just rise up in the streets and tell the governor of Michigan to go to hell. Read the Bill of Rights. But that's pointless. She doesn't care. She's read the Bill of Rights. She hates it. She hates freedom. We're the people who, like William Wallace in the movie Braveheart, we shout out freedom. That's who we are. So who's Gretchen Whitmer? She's the torturer who tortured William Wallace, had him drawn, hung, and quartered. I won't even go into detail what that is, but that's how William Wallace ended, and that's how we'll end, unless we fight. And just remember, if you haven't seen that movie, Braveheart, go watch it. And go watch the scene where William Wallace on his horse rides in front of the Scotsman, standing in front of the might of Edward I's army across the field, and he inspires them to fight. And they do. And they win. That's the situation we're in. I'd like to see some rallies where a whole bunch of us show up with half of our face painted blue, the way William Wallace, he had his battle face on, which was blue on one side. I love that Scottish tradition. And it'd be wonderful to see some of these protests against the lockdown where some of the men paint half their face blue. All right. Well, hey, listen, Kevin, thanks for calling up, my friend. Some great ideas from you. Thank you, as always. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let me go back to this article with Senator Toomey. Let me. I wanted to read this to you. This is very good. Let me see here. It's going to be here somewhere. I've got it. Don't worry. I've got it. Let's see. Here it is. Yes. Senator Pat Toomey. I started reading it. I'll get back into it. You're going to like some of this. He says, let me start with my starting premise, and that is there was a very specific reason why we shut down our economy. Think about how drastic and draconian that step was. It was completely unprecedented in American history to just forbid economic activity. Now, and I would insert, you know, it was nuts. Okay, I go a lot further than Senator Toomey. But he's got the right idea here. Then he says, we did it for one reason. Now, I would say we had no good reason. But he says, we did it for one reason. That was to slow down the rate of the transmission of the virus, not to stop it altogether. Nobody thought that was possible, but to slow it down so that we wouldn't have such a rapid surge of sick people that they would overwhelm our hospital's capacity to treat them. That was the reason. It is now absolutely clear that there is no danger of overwhelming our hospitals. In fact, the vast majority of hospitals in Pennsylvania are mostly empty. University of Pennsylvania Medical Center is the biggest hospital system in all of Pennsylvania and one of the bigger systems in the country. They have 5,500 hospital beds. They have 40 COVID patients. Therefore, since the whole reason of depriving everyone in Pennsylvania of an income and a livelihood is no longer a risk, why are we still doing it? There it is, folks. What the hell? The reason's gone, but we just keep doing it? Are we nuts? And I'll tell you why the left keeps doing it, folks. They want the economy to fail. They want America to be crushed. They want all of Europe to be crushed. They want Canada and Australia and New Zealand to be crushed. They want to shut down. They want to deprive you of your only income and livelihood. Let me skip the article further. We need to get on with the business of reopening our economy, Senator Toomey said. He says it's a disease of the elderly and the ill. He gets that right. He says in Pennsylvania, 68% of all fatalities have happened inside nursing homes. Okay, I'll go down further. Toomey said, this is Breitbart summarizing, Toomey said that scientifically the virus has not been even close to what many doom-predicting experts had feared would be the worst-case scenario. Now, folks, they didn't fear that would be the worst. Pukes like Fauci and Birx did not fear that that would be the worst-case scenario when they predicted 2.2 million deaths. They hoped for 2.2 million deaths. They were hoping for that. That's what scum these people are. They're hugely disappointed that it's just an average flu. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played. I found my thoughts had washed away.
We're back, folks. We've got another caller, Dave in New York. Dave, hang on there. I'll get to you in just a moment. I want to throw another idea out here, folks, so that we don't get hosed again. What's that song? We don't get fooled again. was that the Who? Anyway, I'll look for that. We don't get fooled again. Anyway, we're going to get fooled again, folks, because we're going to have another flu season. This is a normal flu season right here. And let me just tell you what I'm just looking up flu on Wikipedia. You know, there's a left wing puke website. Run by left wingers, but even on this website, it says before this stupid coronavirus hoax, the cost of a flu season in lives lost, medical expenses, and economic impact can be severe. In 2003, The World Health Organization estimated the cost of flu epidemics in the United States was $71 to $167 billion per year. Let me skip down here a little bit. Also, in the U.S., the flu season usually, this is average, accounts for 200,000 hospitalizations. Last year it was 500,000. 200,000 hospitalizations and 41,000 deaths. And last year it was over 70,000 deaths. That's as much as this coronavirus super killer disease. We had the same last year. Nobody shut anything down. So we're going to have a flu season every year. But now, look how the left is loving it, folks. The left loves their lockdown, LLL. Not LOL, it's LLL for them. They're laughing out loud, all right. They're laughing long and loud, LLL. They left loves their lockdown. Because what this means, the flu season, I'm looking at this flu article here. There's a Southern Hemisphere flu season and a Northern Hemisphere flu season. We have flu all year, it says, but in the cold weather, the flu thrives. It's about 10 times more prevalent in cold months than it is in warm months. And the flu season starts in the Northern Hemisphere in October and ends in May. In the Southern Hemisphere, it starts in May, but it's the opposite. So, by the way, that may be one of the reasons New Zealand only has 21 deaths in this coronavirus BS, and Australia only has a small number also. So that's a reason, a hidden reason I didn't think to even look at. But now, so we're now 5 months away from the flu season. Let's see, here we are. We've got just April, May, June, July, August, September, 4 to 5 months away from flu season. So we're going to have another flu. There always is, the flu is always there. So when the cold months come, and it even gives some good reasons here in this Wikipedia article, less vitamin D in our skin. Viruses are preserved better in colder temperatures due to slower decomposition. People are indoors more during the winter. Real smart. All this shelter in place crap means you're more exposed. You're concentrating your virus indoors and you're making people sick. These dumbasses, they're not doctors. They're not scientists. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. They're just little dictators like Fauci. So, now, so we come October, we got another flu season. What are we going to do? Flu seasons are always very expensive, always involve thousands of deaths. There's no way around that. Oh, God, people are going to die. Oh, Martha, people are going to die. Oh, my God, shut the economy down. Oh, I know, we were just shut down a few months ago, but damn it, we got to shut it down again. We got to close Ford and GM. We got to close Boeing. Close the ports, close the hotels, close the highways. Get inside now. Get in the bathroom. Put a towel under the door. Put some rations in the... Stock some rations in the bathtub. See how many months you can live. That's where we're going to be, folks. Why not? Shelter in place every winter. But why just shelter in place every winter? Why don't we just all die? Why don't we just shelter in place forever? Because under the stupid anti-scientist, and by the way, you see this crap on TV all the time. You got to listen to the science. Oh, they're not interested in science. These people are dumbasses. They don't even have a room temperature IQ. This isn't science. Sheltering in place is not science. It's voodoo. The last time I checked Western science, Isaac Newton did not learn his laws of physics from a voodoo book. Fauci is a voodoo doctor. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn.
Boy, there sure are battle lines being drawn. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, and then we'll get Tom after him. Dave, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, James. Good afternoon.
Hey.
I spoke to you once before about some things, and I'm a scientist, and I've looked at these numbers and been puzzled by hearing things about left and right. One way, totally the opposite way, and anybody can argue this either way. Either way is you can find valid support for saying it's a hoax and there's nothing going on, or saying it's a pretty big deal. So,
okay, and before you go into it, now, by the way, I love that you're on the air with us here. I love that you're a scientist, which I'm not, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have to say. But just to clarify, the position that I've staked out here from my position in the peanut gallery, the virus, the coronavirus, the Chinese flu, be more specific, the Wuhan flu is a real flu, and it has the lethality that flus usually have. So, for instance, we're told that So far, 71,000 people in the U.S. have died. Many doctors and scientists have said the numbers are being padded for very strong financial and ideological reasons. So the number isn't even 71,000. But that's even at that higher number, that's an average number for the lower than last year's flu. It's not a hoax that there's a flu.
Yeah.
And it's right, not a hoax.
Right.
Like, I'm looking at the flu article here in Wikipedia. It says people with diabetes die easily from the flu. And that's because of the plentiful sugar in their blood. People with lung disease die easily from the flu. People with cancer, with suppressed immune systems, they die easily of viral infections like the flu. So it's not a hoax that people with COPD and emphysema and diabetes and cancer, who are, the average age of death in Sweden is 78. The average age of death in the United States from this flu is 75. So it's not a hoax that those people are dying with the flu as one of the causes of their death. That's not a hoax. But here's what's a hoax. And the president said this from the beginning. He got it right. His own instincts were right before Fauci and Birx took over with their coronavirus task force and the shutdown. What's a hoax is the hysteria. The hoax is the lamestream Democrat media, day in, day out, pounding a drum. You're going to die. Martha, you're going to die. It's coming. It's coming. Hide in your house. Don't go to work. Don't go in your car. Put on a mask. Get under the bed. This is a hoax. This is a panic. It's an hysteria. And this will kill people. Shutting down the American economy, I'm sure, already has caused the deaths of more people than this virus. But the effects of this breaking of our economy, these effects will not just last for a few weeks or months. If we break the economy, and I just made the point that the next flu that comes in October, well, why don't we shut down again? And the year after that, and the year after that. It will be the end of Western civilization. Now go ahead, Dave.
Okay. Thanks, James. Yeah. You put your position up there that you don't think it's a hoax, and I believe you think that. It's very interesting. There's a guy named Dr. Andrew Kaufman, and I, as a scientist, listened to him. I haven't seen any publications that support what he's saying, but if what he's saying is true, it surprises me. He says they'd never isolated the virus. They never isolated did proper science to isolate the virus, whereas other people are saying, yes, we have the code, and it's, you know, it's this coronavirus that's part HIV, et cetera, et cetera. So I haven't gotten down to the bottom of that, but I'm just saying there's all kinds of things being said. So let's look at the CDC Table 1, estimated influenza disease burden by season. And we see that last year they claimed the estimate with a 95% confidence interval on their website is 34,000. So the number you cited was actually wrong. The year before, 2017-18, they cite as 61,000. But these are, and those are listed under deaths, but again, this is estimated influenza disease burden. This is a model study. What do you think the CDC is involved in? You believe somebody who's trying to sell vaccines? They may have upped these numbers greatly from the truth. So
and let me interject something. I really appreciate what you're saying, Dave. I want you to go on. I want you to take as long as you can on this call because you're a real scientist. Let me interject here from the peanut gallery. On that same CDC website where you're at, and when you look up the question, number of deaths each year, you will find there's a little page there in the CDC that says, you notice you said this is a model of estimated deaths, and they explain why they use a model of estimated deaths, because death by flu is, for an adult, that leaving everything out except little children, and of course little children don't die of flu, death by flu for an adult is not a reportable event in the United States. The CDC doesn't even want doctors to report it. It's that trivial. They don't even want, it's not even reported. So the reason they're using a model and estimating is hospitals don't send in a report to the CDC with a number of flu deaths. Doctors don't have to write it up.
Wait, I thought they did.
No, you can find it. You won't find it. I wish I could read it to you. I'm quoting. It's very close from memory. I read it only last week. Flu deaths in adults are not a reportable event in the United States.
It is on the vital statistics.
As an estimate.
No, I don't think so.
It's not a reportable event.
That requires
There's
me
no
check
form.
Into it. James,
okay, and I'll bet you a dollar to a donut. I read it on the CDC site last week. They said the reason
that's
we're having to estimate.
Bet.
What?
A dollar? A dollar to a donut?
I'll bet you a dollar
that's
to a donut.
A weak bet. Okay.
Well, I
mean,
anyway, as far as to whether I read that the flu, a death by flu, is not a reportable event in the United States among adults, and that includes all of us. The only people who die of flu are adults. I'll bet you a $100 bill on that. If you want to put a $100 bill up, because I'll find the quote and I need $100.
I may not be allowed to wager on the air, but
my confidence level in what I read last week on the CDC website, very high.
Okay, good. Because, I mean, the CDC website, I mean, it's very difficult to find the information you want. I'll tell you that.
They make it almost impossible. When you ask a simple question on that website, you're not going to get a simple answer.
Yeah, so we both agree on that. Well, there was an article in the Washington Post that I'd like you to take a look at. It says there's a more accurate way to compare coronavirus deaths to the flu. And it's by a guy, Christopher Ingram. He looks very young, on May 2nd. Okay, so he's talking about some guy, Faust, and maybe I won't read the whole thing, but it says, as Faust describes it, the issue boils down to this. The annual flu mortality figures published by the CDC and prevention are estimates produced by plugging laboratory-confirmed deaths, into a mathematical model that attempts to correct for undercounting. The COVID-19 death figures represent a literal count of people who have...
Wait a minute, Dave.
This is based on being certain clinical epidemiological criteria.
Yeah, Dave, you missed the key three words, into a model. Yes, laboratory-confirmed deaths put into a model. That doesn't mean that flu deaths in the U.S. are not confirmed by laboratories. They're not even reported.
Well, they said that they were here, so that...
No, they didn't. They didn't say adult deaths are reported. Read that to me. Find me where it says that the CDC requires a report of flu deaths among adults in the U.S. You're not going to find that sentence.
Well, no, that sentence is not there. It does say that there are, in other words, it's saying that there are laboratory-confirmed deaths by the flu, okay, that information is available. Then they provide a bar.
No, wait. Yes, of course there are laboratory. But Dave, stop. You're making a logical leap. Of course there are laboratory confirmed deaths, but you're jumping to, that doesn't say flu deaths are confirmed by laboratories, that they're all confirmed. No, they're not. Of course there are some confirmed deaths. And when they say into a model, they are then guessing, okay, like the jerk Neil Ferguson of the Imperial College who put his model out, which led Donald Trump to agree with the shutdown of 2.2 million deaths in the United States from the coronavirus. Neil Ferguson is an epidemiologist and a computer, and I love
right.
computer scientists who did an appraisal of Neil Ferguson's model. They examined it. They said, this is such computer crap. They said that epidemiologists should not be allowed to do computer modeling. And they said epidemiologists should be defunded. No, they said computer modeling among epidemiologists should be defunded. This is world-class computer experts. They said these people don't have any clue how to do a reliable computer model. And one of the evidences they had, they said, we took Neil Ferguson's Imperial College model. This was the gold standard. This is what Boris Johnson used, the American government, Fauci, they all use this to predict 2.2 million deaths in the United States. And the latest, their latest model came out at 60,000. They had to wind it down to 60,000. The computer guys who looked at it, they said, every time you put in the same data into this model, the result comes out different every time. In other words, the model is so broken, it won't even give the wrong answer consistently. And so they said this, and they said that any computer code anywhere in the world that is infected by Neil Ferguson's model should be erased. It's that harmful.
Well, Jim, what I'm saying is the Washington Post article talks about directly observed flu deaths, confirmed deaths from influenza, and on the average, it's about 8,000 a year, and that compares to the 70,000 in 2 months.
You just read me 34,000 for last year and 61,000 for the year before that. How did the number get so much lower?
That's from the CDC website. That's not from the Washington Post. Yeah.
Okay.
So the ones on the CDC website are about four times higher than the directly observed flu deaths, I would say, looking at the numbers. Now, you know,
Dave. You're jumping all over the place. If 8,000 cases get confirmed in a laboratory, that doesn't mean that's the total. Okay.
Well, but that's the same. That's the same way to measure. These are all confirmed by lab tests.
Okay. No. Let's do this. Rather than get tangled up in the undergrowth here, make a big point for me. What's your point?
My point is that the flu deaths, the deaths due to COVID-19 may be much larger than those of the flu every year. If you take a look and compare them on the same basis, laboratory determined deaths due to these two issues.
Okay, I'm going to rebut you. Hang on. I'm going to rebut you with something that's not speculation. Now, I've got to remember the guy's name. The chief scientific advisor to the health minister of the entire nation of Italy, and I'm going to try to remember his name. It's Walter Ricciardi. Ricciardi published an article in which he said, we went back over the reported COVID deaths in Italy and found out that 88% of the deaths we were reporting in Italy were entirely unrelated to COVID. They were emphysema, pneumonia, cancer. Only 12% of what we're reporting is actually COVID. 12%, one out of eight. Now that's lying.
Right.
Now hang on. That is political lying on a massive scale of fraud. All the people in that health establishment in Italy who scared the hell out of everybody in the world with those bullshit numbers should be in prison. That is a crime to scare people, to make them think they're going to die, to make them think that just by going to work, they're going to die is a crime. It's a felony. They should be in prison, all of them. And not only should these epidemiologists not be allowed to use computer models, I think they should be in prison. This is criminal.
Yeah.
To scare a nation, to scare the hell out of innocent people, and we make the mistake of trusting these so-called damned experts who are completely corrupt, compromised toadies that are part of the deep state. And we make the mistake of thinking just because they got a white suit on and they have the letters MD after their name that they're honorable people, and they are not. Fauci is a criminal. He should be tried for scaring the hell. I'll tell you what this is. What Fauci has done actually satisfies the definition of terrorism. Terrorism, which is defined as creating panic and fear in people that they are going to die or be harmed. That's terrorism. Fauci is a terrorist. He's not an epidemiologist. He's not a virologist. He's not an immunologist. Neither is Debbie Birx. They've got everybody in the United States so scared. I see people in the state of North Dakota driving in their SUVs with their windows rolled up with a mask on. That's nuts. That's insane. Those people have been terrorized. How the hell can you be inside a car with your windows rolled up in the Great Plains of North Dakota and you've got a mask on your face and you're fogging up your glasses and now you actually do have danger of hitting somebody because you can't see because your glasses are fogged up? This is nuts.
How many people do they claim died up there in North Dakota? 26 or what? How many people do they claim died in North Dakota?
I'll give you an example of what, and again, this is the terrorism, okay? Okay, so they reported the first case.
People wear masks around here in upstate New York, but.
The first guy, they reported the first death of corona death, so-called, in North Dakota, okay? So, but they don't report this. So you, in your mind, you visualize, oh, gee, some healthy young person was stricken down by coronavirus and died coughing and choking and gasping. No, if you actually investigate the damn story with the left wing, which the left wing pukes won't report, you found out it was a 96-year-old guy, 96, okay, and he had cancer. And he had emphysema, okay? And he died, and then they tried to intubate him, okay? They tried to shove a plastic tube down his trachea, okay, so that he can't talk, he can't function, okay? And you have to have two heavy orderlies hold the guy down while you shove that thing up his throat, okay? And you know what he said to them? Go to hell! He said, you're not putting that in my throat. Let me die! And God bless that 96-year-old man, because that's what this bullshit has been. A whole bunch of people over 80 years old who've already got a half a dozen morbid conditions. And these phony doctors like Fauci are making it like we're all in danger. It's horrible. You know how many young people, and now the latest thing out of New York, they're now saying, oh, we've discovered COVID morbidity in little children. Bullshit! They're making this stuff up, and they come up with like 3 or 4 children. This is a nation of 330 million people.
Well, I don't know that they're making it up. I mean, that's not really fair to say they're making it up if you don't know that, for sure.
More people died on choking on potato chips while you and I have been talking than children who died of COVID.
Well, I understand, but these children are getting a rash, they're saying. Okay, they're getting a rash, and they're having an irritation, and that sounds like the ferritin, the high ferritin level.
No, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like terrorism. No, Dave, listen.
It could be.
No, listen. This is a nation of 330 million people. The story about three kids who might have a condition, which might have been...
There's more than that now. There's definitely more.
No, you know what they're saying? Look at their story. They're saying these are children who were exposed to COVID, and it may have triggered an immune response, which may have worsened another condition that they had. This is all speculation. It applies to 3 or 4 children. That's not a national story. And you don't scare. They're trying to whip up the scare again because we found out that the mortality rate per 100,000 for people age 0 to 18, the mortality rate is 0.0. And they don't like that. They don't want that because that tells every mother and father, oh, okay, I don't have to worry about my little kid, which is what I care about. I'll tough it out. I'm a man. I don't mind getting the flu at age 45. I've had the flu before. I've had a cold. And I didn't even stay home. I went to work because I had to get a paycheck. And that's America. We've been men. We've been men before this. Now we're wimps. If somebody catches a cold, we have to shut our economy down. If we do this to ourselves, we don't deserve to have a civilization. This isn't the kind of people that conquered the West, that cross the Atlantic that won World War II. This isn't that kind of people. This isn't the people that invented science. This isn't the people that created. We created civilization. There was no civilization until we created it. We went to the moon. We're not going to do that kind of thing again if we turn into wimps that accept the crap from voodoo doctors like Fauci. He's not a scientist. He's a voodoo doctor. And guys like Dr. Knut Witkowski, I read you his testimony from the Rockefeller University. There are a few real doctors and real scientists with, here's the important point, there are plenty of people with PhDs. There are plenty of people with MDs. But apparently, there aren't many people with balls. That's a higher qualification.
Yeah, well, this new Witkowski, he recommends taking vaccines. I mean, that was at Del Bigtree's interview near the end. He asked him about taking the vaccine. He said, oh, I often get the vaccine, and I don't see any problem. I'd take
that's
it if they the came issue. Out with it.
That's not
so, I mean, what do you expect for a guy that came from Rockefeller University?
Witkowski said that the coronavirus panic is, in fact, hysteria, and it's not based on science, and it's bull. Witkowski said that.
He said a lot of things.
I don't care whether he likes vaccines. I don't care whether he's a vegetarian, okay? I don't care whether he believes in homeopathy. I, as a scientist, this guy, who was one of the top guys at the Rockefeller University for 20 years, he says this, right. What Fauci and Burks are perpetrating is hysteria that is designed to drive, to break our economy and break our nation. Witkowski's got it right. There's another one. What is Dr. Atlas's first name? I forgot it. He's another one. There are a number of epidemiologists and great scientists with balls. So that's what I want to see. I don't want to see Dr. XX, PhD, fine, dime a dozen. MD, good, dime a dozen. I want to see one more credential. WB, with balls. That's what we need. Those doctors, those are the only ones I want to listen to. The ones who are not afraid of the damn medical mafia. The damn medical establishment, which will take away your referrals, take away your practice, take away your licensing, end your affiliation with a hospital. In other words, they'll cut your balls off if you don't jump when they say jump. And unfortunately, the deep state has infected our professions in America. And the medical profession, I was unaware how bad it is in the medical profession. But this virus is pointing it out. Now, I'll tell you what, I promise in tomorrow's show, I'll really get excited. I was too calm in today's show. So to listen in tomorrow, folks, and I'll really get excited. Thank you, Dave. I enjoyed talking to you. See you all again tomorrow.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.